Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for War! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Wayne Allen Root. The root is laughing. Some funny repartee in the pre-show. Very funny. Thank you, Chris, for keeping me loose. The root is on fire. And boy, the country's on fire. It's on fire like it's never been on fire. First of all, I want to tell you, I told you so. I'm never shy about saying I told you so. I'm like, I bat 9999. I should be in the Radio Hall of Fame in the history of radio. No one's ever batted higher than me. All my predictions come true. And I keep telling you that the COVID vaccine's a killer, and I keep telling you that the COVID vaccine's a crippler, and I keep telling you that the COVID vaccine doesn't work, and I keep telling you that nobody wants the COVID vaccine anymore. And here's the latest headline. Most U.S. adults are declining the COVID boosters, and the CDC is losing their mind because everybody has got to get a booster. What are you doing? You must get a booster. And so only 20% of U.S. adults have received a booster dose. Uptake has been very low. You know why? It's because the average person is listening to Wayne Root far more than the CDC. They're like, Wayne Root, yeah, I know what he said. Dr. Fauci, who's that? CDC, who's that? FDA, who's that? AMA? What the hell does that mean? Nobody listens to these three-letter government organizations anymore because they know that you're like a combination of Nazis and Soviet KGB. And everything you say is a lie. You're like Goebbels. You're like a Stalin's PR man. You lie about everything. Nobody trusts you. No one believes you anymore. More people are listening to Wayne Root and a lot of great heroic doctors than are listening to the CDC anymore. So nobody's getting the booster. And I don't blame them because the booster is the kill shot. Very important intelligence I want to read you. Institutions like hospitals, jails, and prisons were told casually 3 weeks ago that they should probably have enough food on hand to get through a 10-day disruption of supply chains. And then all of a sudden it ramped up over the weekend, and now they're being explicitly warned, please be sure you have enough food to get through a 10-day supply chain outage. The warnings are coming down from vendors and now from the government. It's not a suggestion anymore. It's a mandate. They're being told, do this. Make sure it's done now. Hospitals, prisons, jails with populations that cannot go elsewhere and find food are being given this dictate. On its face, there's nothing going on at the moment that would give rise to any sort of a terrible supply chain disruption, let alone for 10 days. Except there's a NATO exercise coming up in Europe June 12th to 24th, right near the Ukraine conflict. And there could be some sort of a massive exchange with Russia. Russia might decide they don't like a NATO exercise right on their doorstep, and maybe the United States at this point is expecting it. Maybe they are know what's happening through the grapevine. And if the powers that be know there's going to be some kind of a situation between NATO and Russia, then it would be in the interests of all of us to make certain institutions have food supplies in advance. Common sense tells us these institutions would not be getting this warning nationwide unless this supply chain distraction is going to affect the entire nation. And what else but a big exchange between NATO and Russia would be coming up in the next 2 weeks that would lead people to tell government, for government to tell hospitals and other institutions to be sure they have enough food to get through a 10-day supply chain disruption. And by the way, maybe, just maybe, you and I should be worrying about the same thing and make sure you have plenty of food supplies and survival food and survival gear on hand in case some sort of a terrible emergency is on the way and they know something we don't. Breaking news, and this is huge. I mean, this is like the biggest news in decades. Mike Pence has filed paperwork to run for president. Oh, my! There's a great grandmother in the Midwest going, "Oh, my! Mike Pence! What a handsome man!" She's like 112 years old, and she's very impressed that Mike is there. "Grandma, Mike Pence is running for president! Oh, my God! America's saved!" What a joke. Mike Pence. Who the hell is Mike Pence? Mike Pence running for president. Mike Pence, you're not running for anything. You're not going to win anything. Yeah, I got a name for Mike Pence. You know, Trump loves to give everyone nicknames. Mike Pence should be Mr. 6%. Because he's been at 6% in the polls with Trump in the 50s. He's been at 6% for a year now. He never goes up, but he never goes down. There's 6% of America that hears Mike Pence's name and goes, "Oh my, he would make a fine president." Mike Pence is so boring. His Secret Service name is Mike Pence. I mean, this guy is just not going to ever be president of the United States. Not going to happen. All right. Other big news this weekend. Another 52 shot and 10 murdered in Chicago this weekend. Can you believe this stuff? 52 shot, 10 murdered. It's almost the exact numbers, by the way, of last week, when I think it was 53 shot and 11 murdered. So at least one thing you could say about the criminals in Chicago, they're consistent. they're very consistent. You know, they just got to aim for that number. We got to get to 50 shot and 10 murdered. We got to get there. Ring the bell. We did it. Yeah. Oh, my God. You know, I said this on my Real America's Voice TV show. This signifies so many different things. Number one, it signifies everything I've ever said about BLM. Black Lives Matter is a joke and a total fraud and a farce. There's no Black Lives Matter demonstrations about all the black-on-black genocide in major cities in this country like Chicago. In every big city, it's always black people killing black people. And nobody says a thing. Forget about Black Lives Matter. The Democrats don't say a thing. Liberals don't say a thing. Progressives don't say a thing. Communists don't say a thing. Nobody says a thing. But, you know, 52 shot, 10 murdered in a weekend, no big deal. But let one white cop shoot a black guy, the entire nation has got to burn. It's just so ridiculous. When are you going to realize what a joke this is? What a farce this is? And the other farce is strict gun control. All strict gun control means is no good person can get a gun. And you're completely defenseless. It's like shooting fish in a barrel. Chicago has the strictest gun control laws in the nation. And the criminals have no trouble getting a gun. You know what's the easiest place in America to get drugs and a gun? Prison. So I don't think you're going to be able to stop guns or drugs in a big city. So I think you ought to let the people, the nice people, the honest people, the law-abiding people, have a gun. Because they got to have a chance to defend themselves and their families. And right now it's just it's shooting fish in a barrel on the streets of Chicago. Incredible. And it just proves, you know, anyone that thinks Republicans and domestic terrorists who are a.k.a. Republicans and conservatives, white Republicans, is the biggest problem in America is a moron. Or is just, you know, someone who's shooting a lot of propaganda at you. Because the worst problem in America is not domestic terrorists, i.e. white Republicans. The worst problem in America is black-on-black violence and black-on-black genocide in very black cities. And there are no whites in sight. A white person on the streets of San Francisco is just a rumor. And there are no whites in leadership. I mean, the mayors are black and the council is black in Baltimore and Detroit and Chicago and St. Louis. It's black. Black Democrats are wild. And they're overseeing disaster. So it's not the fault of white Republicans, and it sure isn't about white Republican domestic terrorists, is it? Now, on my show this weekend, I keep saying I bat 1,000, or I bat 999. Once in a while, I get one wrong. That's what Democrats do. They look over my 30,000 tweets, and they try and find one or two that were wrong out of 30,000, and then they tell everyone, see what a bad guy and what an idiot Wayne Root is? Look at this. He got two of them wrong. Yeah, two out of 30,000. So I said on my Real America's Voice show this weekend, Babylon Bee had just made a joke about were they making a joke? I lost my train of thought. Babylon Bee had made a joke, about Bibles, and that Bibles are going to get banned for violence. And I said right on TV, I said, listen, don't laugh, because I'm telling you, believe me, I'm being serious, a heart attack. It, sometime soon, certainly in the next year, you will see Bibles banned somewhere in the United States. And little did I know, while I was saying it, at the exact moment I was saying it, in Utah, of all places, a Utah school district, Davis County, which is a northern suburb of Salt Lake City, Davis School District Libraries, says that parents have complained about the Bible, too much sex and too much violence, and they've decided to take the Bible away from all their libraries. So the Bible has been banned. I said it almost as a joke. I told the joke by the Babylon Bee, and then I said, you know, kind of tongue-in-cheek, hey, don't laugh. The way things are going, they're going to ban the Bible, and it's going to happen soon, the next year. Man, was I right. It happened already while I was saying it. Isn't that amazing? And then how about California? When I get back, I'm going to tell you a new law in California that's been proposed that they're almost certain will pass and that they're almost certain Governor Gavin Newsom will sign. And you're not going to believe this law. This is absolutely, as much as I have made fun of and as much as I have taunted and as much as I have pointed out you've got to escape from California and that California is a Looney Tunes state. And California is the first communist state and the first failed state in the United States. Never has there been a bill this bad in the history of California. Never. This is how crazy, how loony, what nut jobs the people of California's leaders are. And when we get back, that'll be the first story I tell you about. So stay tuned. Wayne Allyn Root, RootForAmerica.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds of the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now, 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Avio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution three times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com. And use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll-free, 800-422-8148. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for the great Mike Lindell and My Pillow. They've sold over 70 million pillows for a reason. Now the latest version is unveiled, MyPillow 2.0, with the latest cutting-edge technology to help you sleep. The greatest pillows ever created. Now buy one, get one free, plus a 60-day guarantee. There are two places to go to receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. With promo code ROOT, you get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores. 50% off, 60% off, 66% off. Some products
That's 80% off, but you must use the promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com, where you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs with promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. You get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Be sure to use promo code ROOT.
Raw and unfiltered.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The Roots on fire. Gold Gate Capital, sponsor of this segment of the show. I think gold had a really good day today, but I only think it. I saw something earlier today that indicated gold was up. Let me just take a quick look. Gold today was up. Gold was up a little bit. Silver was up a little bit. It did have a good day. Gold rebounds after U.S. services slow down, boosts Fed pause bets. Is the headline at CNBC. Stocks down 199 points today. Gold up a little bit. Silver up a little bit. But you know how I feel about gold. I think it's going to rise towards the sky. It's going to rise towards the sky. It's going to be $10,000 an ounce someday. Maybe not soon, but someday, maybe like, you know, 5-10 years from now, it's going to really be in the stratosphere because they've ruined the country and they've ruined the economy and they've ruined the idea of doing business in America. When a black woman can be fired at a big gym, Equinox in New York City, which just happened last weekend, and she's fired because she's late for work 47 times, has nothing to do with the color of her skin, nothing. And I only mention her being black because she then used the firing to sue the gym, Equinox, for racism and discrimination. They fired her because she's black, not because she was late 47 times. And the Manhattan jury awarded her $11.3 million. What? What are you talking about? So you mean if I was black, I could just show up for late for work 47 times at MGM, as an example, here in Vegas. You know, I would now think, wow, I might as well do it. Show up late for work 47 times in a short period and then make them fire you and then sue them and watch a jury give me $11 million because I'm black. That's what it comes down to. They wouldn't give $11 million to a white person. This is all about incredible reverse racism in this country. But anyway, my point is everything is screwed up. up. Our entire country is dysfunctional. Our entire business system, our economy is dysfunctional. Stock market is dysfunctional. The worse news you get, the more the market goes up, and the more billions rich guys make, greedy rich guys make. But the little guy on Main Street gets destroyed. So you got to own some gold and silver as a protection. It's that simple. And if you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wainwright sent you, Goldgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Be among the first 100 callers today. Call now 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com, 855-770-GOLD. So I promised you, first thing back, I would tell you about the most insane bill in the history of the world that just happened in California. Lawmakers in California are right now trying to push through, and they just passed it, passed by the California Senate, controversial legislation that would ban retail staff from stopping thieves stealing in their stores. Senate Bill 553. You'd think this was a Babylon Bee headline, right? This is so absurd. You think it's a joke. It's a parody by the Babylon Bee, but no, it's real. It is State Senator Dave Cortez, Senate Bill 553. This is his brainchild. It's been passed by the State Senate, will now progress to policy committees in the State Assembly, and it is about literally banning retail staff from stopping thieves from stealing. It comes weeks after Home Depot security guard Blake Mose, 26, was shot to death during an attempted robbery in Pleasanton, California. And so he wants to make sure no one gets hurt, so he's going to ban by law. The employees are not allowed by law. So if you interfere in a theft, in a shoplift or a theft, and you're an employee, they're going to send you to jail. You're the one committing the crime that'll go to jail, not the criminals. You know, exit, folks. Run for your life from California. California is finished. It's a failed state. It's the first completely failed state in the United States history. It's a failed communist state. It's now a foreign failed communist state. And here's another one that shows you it's a foreign communist state. California State Senate passes bill to give illegal immigrants unemployment checks. $300 a week unemployment checks for up to 20 weeks. Even if you're an illegal immigrant, while the state faces a $32 billion budget deficit, don't forget they also want to give, you know, like $600 billion in reparations to black people. Oh, my God. I don't know what to say anymore. And how about Minnesota, which is another failed state, just about as bad as California. Also, Oregon is just about as bad. Illinois is just about as bad. New York is just about as bad. New Jersey is just about as bad. All these blue states. Minnesota, to provide free college tuition, driver's license, health care to illegal immigrants using taxpayers' money. No surprise, because here in Nevada, in my beloved Las Vegas, we give driver's licenses to illegals, so why should it surprise you other states are doing it? They're going to make sure every one of them votes. If you get a driver's license, you will be registered to vote at the DMV. And once registered to vote, every illegal votes. Why would they not? I don't even blame illegals. So, see, I'm not racist. I blame white liberals. They're the reason for all of this. They're the bad guys. Rudy.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
War now.
U.S. with a news update. You could be paying more at the pump very soon. Saudi Arabia, the largest oil producer in OPEC, will reduce its daily oil production by 1 million barrels this summer, the move expected to drive up gas prices in the U.S. House Oversight Committee Chair Republican James Comer is initiating contempt proceedings against FBI Director Christopher Wray. Comer claims the FBI refused to hand over an unclassified document related to President Biden's alleged involvement in a criminal bribery scheme.
Americans have lost trust in the FBI's ability to enforce the law impartially and demand answers, transparency, and accountability.
Despite the FBI's offer to review the document in a secure area on Capitol Hill, Comer insists the Bureau is still not complying with the subpoena. And former Vice President Mike Pence is ready to join the already crowded Republican field running for president. He filed the paperwork to enter the race today. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
the show. This segment of the show is sponsored by General Michael Flynn, the great American hero, and Clay Clark. They present the Reawaken America Tour here in Las Vegas, live from Vegas, Friday, August 25, Saturday, August 26th. Use the promo code WAR for Wayne on the Root to buy your tickets now, and you can name your price. Doesn't matter what they're asking, you can name your price. Whatever you can afford, they will accept. When you use the promo code WAR, you also get a chance to win backstage passes. On the stage, 70 of the greatest conservative speakers in America, including Wayne on the Root, both nights, and the great Alex Jones, and General Mike Flynn, and Don Trump Jr., and Eric Trump, Charlie Kirk, Roger Stone, Dr. Peter McCullough, Larry Trump, Cash Patel, comedian Jim Brewer, MyPillow chairman Mike Lindell, all of them on that stage. Get your tickets at timetofreeamerica.com. That's timetofreeamerica.com. Use the promo code WAR, and you get to name your price, any price you can afford, Friday the 25th and Saturday the 26th of August here in Vegas, Reawaken America. All right, we've got our guest. He is a delivery driver for Walmart, and he sent me an email, and I thought the story was fascinating enough that I wanted to get him on the show. You heard in that last segment I was talking about the incredible things that are going on with illegals in Minnesota. They're giving them everything free. In California, they're giving them workers' comp. Unemployment, $300 a week of unemployment. Illegals get anything they want, and the rest of us starve. The rest of us get nothing, and we're going to like it. And this delivery driver for Walmart, we'll call him Joseph, has witnessed a surge in illegal aliens, meaning undocumented workers, being hired by Walmart as delivery drivers. Joseph, you're on with Wayne on the Root. How are you?
Hey, Wayne. Doing good. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, so you are a delivery driver for Walmart. We're going to call you Joseph. You're obviously going to remain anonymous. And you say that you are seeing tons of drivers who are illegal aliens. How do you know that they're illegals?
Okay, an incredible amount, not even tons, an incredible amount. The way I know is I actually work with Venezuelans that are legal Venezuelans. So they're the ones who started tipping me off because I started to get to know them. They're older, nice people like myself. Started talking, get to know things, and they're like, hey, those guys are all undocumented workers. So then I started getting friendly. As I got friendly with the Walmart staff, I was like, hey, when that guy picks up his order, what's his name? And they have names like Alyssa and Lee and
meaning fake American names.
Fake American names, which I think what they're doing is actually using, and I can't verify this, but I believe what they're using is they're just, when we lose our credit cards, when there's a breach, a credit card breach, and they get a social security card number, and they say, and people say, oh, hey, there was a breach, but nothing happened to me. Yeah, wait till a couple years later when one of these guys get your social, use your name, use your social, and then you get a 1099 from Walmart that says, hey, you worked for us as a delivery driver, and you made $50,000 last year.
Right, so you think they're using not only Social Security number, let's say they steal Wayne Root's Social Security number, they're using my name. So instead of Jose Maria Gonzalez, it's Wayne Root. They're saying I'm Wayne.
And those are the kind of names that you're hearing. It's crazy.
Right,
and
very American names.
These other people I know have told me straight up, and it's made a bad name for them, too, because now everybody thinks they're the bad people, you know? And they come out, and they have 2-3 different apps, and they're able to get multiple orders. So while I'm starving trying to feed my family, these people will go and shop and get 2 orders in a row. They'll take an order, throw it in their car, 100 degrees outside, go back inside, shop again, and then they'll go deliver this order nice and hot to you, your hot, raw chicken. You know, there's no care. They just do whatever. There's no law for them. They do whatever.
What is the Joseph? What's the vetting process for Walmart when hiring these drivers? Because they're coming to your house, so you'd think that Walmart would have a vested interest in making sure they're not liable when their own workers wind up burglarizing you later or committing a home invasion robbery when they bring their friends back. What is the vetting process? Nothing.
It's pretty much nothing. It's just you just apply. You apply. You get connected on, and you go. There's really nothing to that. And that brings up the most important point that I'm most concerned about, because I deliver to a lot of elderly people, like, in their 80s. And most of the time, they're like, oh, hey, will you bring this inside my house? Sure, no problems. I'll take my shoes off, and I'll bring items inside their house. But if you were somebody who didn't have any concern, there was nothing that could happen to you, what could you do with these people? How hard would it be to break in their house, injure them, take their belongings? I had a delivery I did recently where a woman... It's up to her how she wants to parent. It was dark out. Dropped an order to her house. She never got out of bed to get the order. Her cute little 8 and 10-year-old daughters came and got the order imagine I'm an illegal, there's nothing there that stops me from doing anything against the law, and I just grab these two children and say, oh, you're coming with me. My name's Wayne.
Joseph, you're not making this stuff up. Something like this just happened like 6 months ago, a year ago. Do you remember a FedEx driver, I think in Texas, saw some cute little 8-year-old girl and he grabbed her? And I believe he raped her and murdered her. If I'm not mistaken, I believe that was the story. He raped her and murdered her and she's dead. And that's, you know, and he's going to jail for the rest of his life. And meanwhile, those poor parents don't have a daughter anymore. So it could happen with a delivery driver. It never occurred to me that the people dropping off my packages, you know, I'm not a naive guy, I'm a cynical guy. I look at everything cynically. It never occurs to me that it's illegal aliens, because I'm assuming that UPS, FedEx, and Walmart and companies like that, I'm assuming they would never hire an illegal. I thought that's for, you know, little small mom and pop companies.
There's no way for them to, they don't even have a system in place. Like, we complain and call their corporate number. We complain to the stores. They do nothing. Nothing. Now they say, oh, we're going to have this facial recognition. But I heard the facial recognition part's a joke. You could sign in on a different phone. From what I understand, too, this is just a really quick, I know we only have a few minutes. Another point on how they're getting, talk about how they get these, is this is like a criminal mastermind behind this. This is like the head of a drug ring, you know, like, and I'm over exaggerating here, I guess, but maybe not.
Maybe not.
There's a person who gets these accounts.
Right.
And these people have one or two ways of doing them. One of the guys I know from Costa Rica told me, hey, the way they do this, it used to be you get three accounts for $1,000. Now it's one account for $1,000 because they see how valuable it is. And I heard some of them that are more on the bottom, it's kind of like a pyramid of who's more at the bottom and who is the top and bottom. The ones that are more at the bottom, I heard this mastermind, he gets all the money and just distributes half of it to them and he keeps half. That's what I'm told. I don't know because I'm not one.
So you're saying, let me make sure I understand this right. When you say accounts, you mean for each body you bring, they get like a bounty. So in other words, they're desperate for employees at Walmart. Or by the way, I'm sure this extends to Amazon and FedEx and UPS. And so they're desperate for bodies to deliver the goods. And so they want new employees. And so they'll take anyone. So there are people who bring them 1,000 employees. They may all be illegal aliens. And they bring them 1,000 employees. They get paid per head for every employee they bring in. Is that what you're saying?
No, what I'm saying is that there's whoever this mastermind is that's able to connect these social security numbers with these accounts and their names, whoever's the mastermind behind this whole thing, he's able to get, you know, these people are all connected. They're all connected, all these Venezuelans and these illegals. They're all connected. So once one gets one, he says, oh, hey, talk to this person. They'll get you an account. He'll get you a job. Boom, they're working right away. They got a job like this in a snap. So he gets them an account and says, okay, cool, you have an account, you're illegal, it's a fake ID, I have to set up this bank account, I'm keeping half your money, get to work. So they'll make, let's say they make $200 a day, they keep 100, he keeps 100. It's kind of like a modern day drug
dealer. Right. Well, it's like the way they used to do it, and I'm sure they still do it with unions. You know, if you get somebody a union job at the docks, you know, you might wind up kicking back one quarter of your salary to the guy who got you the union job, and that guy might have gotten 1,000 people a job, and he's a very rich man, and he might be called the union boss, but or whatever he's called, he's getting a piece of every single worker who gets hired on at the docks. So that's the same type of thing happening here. It's crazy because don't Americans want jobs anymore? There's no American that wants to work for Walmart or Amazon or anyone else?
I work my tail off, man. When you answered the phone, I was probably still out of breath. I just did the delivery, even though I knew I had this line to meet with you, because if I don't take it, they're going to get it. So I have to take every gig I can get. Then an order comes out, I got to take it.
Oh, so it's kind of like,
you know, I want to work.
It's like Uber. In other words, in Uber, they have lots of someone buzzes in and you grab it. You grab it. Then the next guy doesn't get it. You got it, right? Same thing.
Right. And a lot, like Uber, I've worked all of the different apps. Like Amazon Flex, for example, which is the Amazon, like if you have somebody delivering a Toyota Corolla, that's an Amazon Flex driver. They at least, there's a process there. Like they take a picture of the back of your ID, front of your ID. You can't fake that type of stuff. That's why they don't work there. With this whole Spark app, which is the app that controls Walmart, they don't have that. It's just go to work. Turn it on and go to work. It's,
yeah. Well, I'm sure the difference, by the way, Joseph, I'm on your side, but I'm sure the difference is what they would argue is they have to, Uber has to make sure that drivers don't have a criminal record because they're taking a person in their car. They could rape her. They could murder her. They could kidnap her, etc. But when you're taking packages, it's not life or death. But see, you're pointing out the flaw in that because you're going up to people's front doors and you might see their little girls, you might see their little boys, you might see an old lady and know that she's vulnerable and attack the house.
Right.
So I get it. I think people aren't really thinking this through, that this is no different than Uber and therefore should be treated the same as Uber, and nobody with a criminal record should be hired. And I assume, Joseph, when you say I wouldn't hire someone with a criminal record for Uber, isn't an illegal alien a criminal record? It should be.
I would think so. I would hope so, but there's...
Yeah, I wouldn't... Not in California, I'm sure.
Who's in the office? Who's in the office? Who's running this show?
Yeah, illegal aliens are probably running the show, hiring all their friends and relatives from Tijuana. All right, Joseph, it's a bad situation. I really appreciate you coming forward with this information. Joseph, we call him that anonymously. He's a delivery driver for Walmart, and he has witnessed a massive surge in undocumented workers, meaning illegal aliens, being hired as delivery drivers for Walmart. I'm sure it's no different at Amazon, FedEx, UPS, wherever they're delivering packages. You can bet there's illegal aliens coming right up to your doorstep. You're encountering... How about people with criminal records? Hey, Joseph, how about criminal records? I'm sure they're hiring people with criminal records left and right. Forget illegal aliens. Hey, maybe they're hiring murderers and rapists. They don't know. Not doing a check. Joseph, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate the tip. Wayne Alaroot, you get all the news here, and it's never good, is it? I'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. Hi, it's Wayne Alaroot. If you have a patriotic, freedom-loving family like I do, you're going to love shopping at GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of the household products you're already buying, but much better quality at far lower prices and all made in the USA by a company run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com. Their cleaning products are much safer for our children because they don't have any toxic chemicals. And now this son of a butcher can announce their beef is humanely raised in open space green pastures right here in the USA and never ever given any hormones or antibiotics. Their beef is the highest quality anywhere, is never sold in stores, and is exclusively available only to their members. So like a Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, and someone will contact you and make it really easy for you to sign up. Get better, healthier, greener, made in America products delivered to your front door at the lowest prices in America. Beat inflation. Now they've got the beef. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, GreatPatriotStore.com.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you and your small business will be audited. Hey, Mike Rasmussen here. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. As a small business owner, you make a buck, you report that buck. Don't let the IRS or any tax agency estimate your bucks. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's an online tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's R-E-V-R-E-X.com. RevRex.com.
Raw and un...
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I find so many good articles. I can't stuff them all into a three-hour show. I need like a... We got to expand this like an accordion. We got to make an eight-hour show. It's Wayne Allyn Root, hour number eight. Wayne Allyn Root, hour number nine. Let's see how far we can go. Make it into a marathon. A telethon. It's the Republican telethon with Wayne Allyn Root. We're in hour number 19. The country is dying telethon, hour number 26. I can't take it. Are you not seeing what I'm seeing? The country is effed. You know that, right? I mean, the people in charge are homicidal, insane maniacs. And they've got to be stopped at all costs. All right. Enough. This article sums it up. Major Chicago newspapers refuse to cover Democrat scandals. Major scandals involving Democrats are in the national news, but if Chicagoans, is that how you pronounce it? Chicagoans? Yeah, Chicagoans are counting on either of the city's major newspapers, the Tribune or the Sun-Times, for enlightenment, they will remain in the dark. There's a report on the scandals that the two outlets felt it unnecessary to share. Here's the scandals that have not been covered yet in either Chicago newspaper. Nine members of Joe Biden's family, including grandchildren, got paid a total of over $9 million by foreign entities while he was vice president of the United States, all as part of a massive influence peddling operation centered on Joe, which he repeatedly claims he knew nothing about. Story number two, 51 top former national security officials helped perpetrate what was the true Russian hoax, that the infamous Hunter Biden laptop was a fake planted by Russians to help Hillary get elected. The FBI, number three, the FBI lacked even enough evidence to start its investigation that consumed the entire nation for years about alleged collusion between Russia and Donald Trump's campaign. John Durham's report was released early this month proving all that. And finally, an entire censorship industrial complex is now at work to restrict what news you see, and the federal government is behind most of it. Literally, the FBI is telling media and social media what they're allowed to say and what they're not allowed to say, what they're allowed to report in the news feed, never anything good about Trump and never anything bad about Biden. So none of those stories have ever been covered by either newspaper in Chicago. Okay, I keep telling you that this is a combination of the Soviet KGB and the Nazi propaganda, the German Nazi propaganda, and it is. This is as bad as those days. They will only let you hear what they want you to hear. They never have told you anything about the COVID vaccine in the mainstream media. Have you ever, in the Las Vegas Review-Journal, has there ever been one story ever questioning the COVID vaccine and the deaths and the injuries? I didn't say you say it's killing people. I said just a question. Wouldn't you question them? Wouldn't there be an opinion piece? Wouldn't there be a column mentioning the COVID vaccine deaths? Wouldn't there be a column mentioning there's been massive cover-ups of deaths? Wouldn't there be a column mentioning there's a question, there's severe questions about the COVID vaccine? Wouldn't there be a column about the fact that nobody wants the booster anywhere in America, but based on your newspaper, everybody should want the booster? Shouldn't someone in the Las Vegas Review-Journal be reporting something is amiss about the COVID vaccines? But no, au contraire. The same editor who fired me because I said, don't lock down the strip, don't lock down the nation, who turned out to be 100% right, me. Everybody admits now, lockdowns were worse than COVID. Lockdowns killed more people, made more people depressed, made more people into drug addicts and alcoholics, caused more suicides, caused more child suicides, and eventually the lockdowns were tied with the vaccine and the masks, and all three are disasters that don't work. The masks do nothing. The lockdowns did nothing but destroy the economy and put nice small businessmen and women out of business. And the vaccines that came with all of it, because supposedly it was such a terrible pandemic, and the RJ, the Las Vegas Review-Journal newspaper, had to list all the COVID deaths on the cover every day. Here's the amount of deaths. Here's the amount of hospitalizations. But the same newspapers never mention the amount of deaths from the vaccine on the VAERS list and the amount of injuries from the vaccine on the VAERS list and the amount of little children dead from the vaccine on the VAERS list. This is the most incredible scam in world history. And the Las Vegas Review-Journal is a scam sheet. You guys will not report the other side of the story because you're either morons or you're embarrassed. You helped kill people because you kept the truth from them. You didn't tell them about ivermectin. You didn't tell them about hydroxychloroquine. You didn't tell them about vitamins like zinc. You didn't tell them about vitamins like vitamin D and vitamin C. You didn't tell them that lockdowns don't work. You didn't tell them that COVID deaths are greatly exaggerated. You didn't tell them that the vaccine doesn't prevent transmission, it doesn't prevent you from getting it, and you sure didn't tell them that the vaccine kills people, and therefore anyone who takes it is risking their life, and nobody under the age of 50 in the entire Israel died of COVID who was healthy, therefore I guarantee you no one in the entire America died under the age of 50 who started out healthy. You've never told people that, so nobody needed to risk the vaccine if you're under the age of 50 and you're healthy, certainly. I believe no one under any age should have ever risked the vaccine. Wow, what a scam. Our whole country has become one big scam. And the media is one big scam, all paid off by Big Pharma. How much money did Pfizer pay you? How much money did Moderna pay you? How much money, how much stock does the editor of the RJ own in Pfizer and Moderna? You're all scam artists is what you are. You all let people die so you could make money, you greedy sons of you-know-what.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.